This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Seven.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Going to be one more weekly wrap-up today on a Friday. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. We've all heard it. We've all heard it before. The anti-gun speech that condemns guns. This is all off of something that I picked up yesterday coming out of Las Vegas. Pleading to stop the killing. Condemning guns. Insisting that we can come together to do whatever it takes to save just one more life. We've all made the counterpoints. Are we going to do that as well when somebody gets stabbed or strangled? We've seen this back and forth over and over again. So the question could be, and this is presuming that on the other side that they're reasoning individuals, by the way. The question here has to be, how do you break this impasse? So, you know, in the Las Vegas Sun, yesterday morning, they published this letter to the editor by Faye Kittrell of Henderson. Stop pretending guns aren't the blame, is the headline in letters to the editor. Come on, America, get with it. Yes, these horrible, outrageous killings are newsmakers, as shows on TV, speakers, organizers, peace marches, etc. But let's be honest. Guns, access to guns, love of guns, fear of not being able to have guns, and guns themselves are the problem. It's outrageous and disgusting, but true. Gun lobbyists and sellers and manufacturers and owners, you can't keep denying it. And blaming everything and everyone for the horrible slings we keep hearing about and seeing. Guns are the problem. And the solution is simple. Stop allowing access to guns. Too bad sales will stop. Too bad children won't be able to learn how to use guns responsibly. Too bad gun lobbyists will lose their method of making money. Too bad the NRA will not be able to promote their agenda. Oh, sure, gun safety. But maybe some of the insanity associated with guns will stop. Please stop the killing. Now, of course, reading this makes my head hurt. Every time I read it, makes my head hurt. But this is all beside the point now, isn't it? You read this, your eyes roll. But did you catch that last part? The very last sentence is all right there. Please stop the killing. I like that. Please stop the killing. Who's she asking to stop the killing? It's not the 100 million plus gun owners in the United States because they're not doing the killing. Is she beseeching? Is she reaching out to the criminals? I beseech you, please stop the killing. The criminals who actively search out guns illegally to commit their crimes. Identifying the problem is paramount. This is something they teach you in the military when you're in primary leadership development. In order to solve a problem, or to come up with a solution, you have to gather information. So, the writer of this has not identified the problem. They think they have. They've just identified the solution. You know, no more killing. That's the solution. That's what we want. We don't want, gun owners don't want killing. To the writer of this letter, and anybody that would agree with the writer of this letter, guns are not the problem. Guns are inanimate. They're like your mailbox. They're like the bag you put your lunch in. They're like the lug wrench in your car. They are inanimate. Unless you pick them up, they do nothing. The person committing the crime, whether they are raping or drunk driving or stabbing or drowning or shooting or attacking or strangling or beheading or jaywalking, that's the problem. Not the inanimate object. Jaywalkers don't occur because there's streets. Stranglings don't occur because there are necks. Beheadings don't occur because there are heads. Get the picture? If guns are the problem, how come guns are never put on trial? They're put on trial in the media, to be sure. But I'm talking about actually in a court of law. That's because guns have no moral compass. They're elements cobbled together, designed, and put together by various engineers out there that have had various good thoughts and smart ideas. But they are the same morally as a brick. Now, bricks don't launch bullets. I will agree with you there, Grant Gun Grabbers. They don't launch bullets. However, when you go off of where you go off the rail with me is when you say, and they have no social utility. Well, of course they do. If they didn't have social utility, our law enforcement would not carry them. If we're going to have laws, and this is just a simple fact of the matter, if we're going to have laws, if we're going to have freedom, we're going to have things in place to enforce and defend them. And unfortunately, that's going to be guns, because guess what, Gun Grabbers, that whole genie worldwide is out of the bottle. How unfortunate. So while you're sitting there, and I mean, this is pretty indicative, you know, it's pretty indicative, for us, the law-abiding gun owner, all responsibility for everything bad always falls on our shoulders. And this argument will always fall at our feet. But, I don't know, I guess we need to exercise a little bit of patience with some of these people. This person, is obviously deluded to the point to where they believe everything they've heard. They probably were one of the signers of the Las Vegas petition that Bloomberg sent down there. Or maybe they work for Bloomberg. I don't know. I don't know. And that's the part that cracks me up. I like the part about being cracked up. It always cracks me up that I get cracked up about it. But anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Please stop the killing. I agree. I would like to see the killing stop too. So, Gun Grabbers, please come out with something different. It's not the gun lobbyists. Gun lobbyists don't make a dime off of gun sales. They really don't. NRA doesn't make a dime off of gun sales. I've been very close to the inner workings of a major gun rights organization, and they don't make a dime off of gun sales. They're not, they're interested in your ability to own a gun. They're not interested in you buying one. If you want to buy one, they want you to be able to buy one, but not the other way around. They're not in the business of selling it to you. When we get back, a country on the planet has reversed their gun control law based upon the U.S. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by Le Cig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
Le Cig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. Le Cig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Looking at the nation of Panama, Panama's been, their crime rate's been going up. They've been looking at this with alarm. They've had increased gang activity. And now the government of Panama has decided that the only thing that will stop bad guys with guns is going to be law-abiding Panamanians with guns. Coming out of Panama, criminals by definition don't obey laws, and those intent on committing a crime with a gun will not be deterred by gun control laws. But with few exceptions, even criminals believe in self-preservation and are less likely to attack someone capable of fighting back. Hence the importance of the right to arm and defend oneself and others. These pro-Second Amendment arguments are familiar to us here in the United States, but the more guns, less crime experience of the U.S. is being trumpeted in a somewhat unlikely place, Panama. Central American nation has been struggling with rising crime, gang activity, and forged gun permits. In order to address those problems and promote personal safety, the government is preparing to lift its ban on firearms imports in place since 2012. So that citizens may better defend themselves. According to the Pan Am Post, Public Safety Minister Rodolfo Aguilera said the country will follow in the footsteps of the United States and Switzerland, where the right to bear arms is believed to lead to fewer homicides. Everything seems to indicate there's no direct correlation to the old saying that says more guns mean more crime, said Mr. Aguilera, who cited the 20-year decline in the homicide rate in the U.S. as gun laws have simultaneously been relaxed. Notice how a politician in Panama says that which no politicians in the United States will say. And then they adjust their entire country to fit the empiric evidence present. However, this will be chilling to some supporters of citizen disarmament worldwide, as this is another nation embracing the reality that centralized control does nothing to protect the citizenry from crime. Indeed. Centralized control is nothing more than having one phone number to call, which we already have that, don't we? We have 911. That's where it all begins. Whenever we need Big Brother, it all starts at 911, doesn't it? And who are we calling when we call 911? We're calling people with guns. And the difference between calling 911 when we need somebody with a gun and having a gun is about 11.11 minutes as far as response time nationwide. We had the other debate the other day, and there's people out there asking if Jeb Bush torpedoed himself with talking about guns and the mentally ill. Hugh Hewitt asked Jeb Bush if he supported states confiscating guns when a family member expresses concern about the mental state of a particular gun owner. Bush said he not only supports it, but he said that we need to encourage that kind of involvement. His only stipulation was that a judge needs to sign off on the confiscation before it takes place. Now, the exact question from Hugh Hewitt is, if a family member calls and says, my child, my brother, my sister is disturbed, ought the state be able to go and get their weapon without a hearing? Bush's exact response, I think there needs to be a hearing, but the fact is, I think we need to encourage that kind of involvement. Now, they, in California, where they already have this, they already have something called 5150, which is not just the title of a Van Halen album. It's a criminal code where you can go and pick somebody up that's exhibiting some sort of mental health schism. And when they went and visited Elliot Rogers, as an example, when the 9 Santa Barbara Sheriff's deputies went and visited him, they could have put that in place and taken him up and prevented 6 people from dying. But they did not do that. So, despite the fact that they already have something in place, California came out with something called the Gun Violence Restraining Order, AB 1014. Governor Jerry Brown signed this into law in September 2014. The Gun Violence Restraining Order works the way Jeb Bush outlined by opening the door for a friend or relative or disgruntled former friend or spouse to seek a gun violence restraining order against a certain person and with judicial consent, have that person's Second Amendment rights suspended and their guns confiscated. However, the part they leave out with this, in this write-up, and who wrote this up? This is coming from Breitbart News, which they should know better. When they serve the GVRO on a person in California, they don't go before a judge till up to 21 days after the fact. The judge has not seen them prior to it. They take the guns first, and then you go before the judge. This is just simple dissolution of due process. No one wants the dangerously mentally ill to have a gun. And at the same time, what's to keep somebody that I get in an argument with in my family deciding that I'm mentally ill and making a phone call? And then somebody shows up and says, we've gotten a call about you're dangerously mentally ill. We need your guns. Yeah, but I haven't seen a judge. You'll get to see a judge sooner or later. Give us your guns. Jeb needs to clarify his position a little bit. We need to retain due process at all costs. And we need to, there's a couple of other things we need to put in place to combat the Alexises and the Lonzas and the Holmeses and the Rogerses and the Roofs. But getting rid of due process is not one of them. A little more due diligence might do the trick, but the rest of it, no, not necessarily. But I find that interesting. Jeb Bush, is the only one of 2 or 3, I think, that doesn't own a gun that's supposedly pro-Second Amendment and gets a pretty decent grade, although that just means he signed pro-gun laws presented to him. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Bay of the USA studio on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. There used to be a time in certain places, of course, when people thought it was dangerous to walk outside at night. Now, in places where things happened, now you have a bunch of leaders from something called the Black Lives Matter that don't like what happened. The crackdown on crime, they don't like what happened with that. There was a time in New York City, for example, 2,000 young men, disproportionately black young men, died in the streets every single year. There used to be a time there when a trip outside late at night, or anywhere really, Chicago, Boston, L.A., they were deemed to be inherently dangerous. there would be that small knot of concern in your stomach when the streets grew dark and deserted. Even in places as, you know, back in, you know, years ago, Nashville, places like Nashville. It used to be that if you were at somebody's house and it started to get dark, you had to leave by a certain time, because after that certain time, after it got to a certain point on the clock, it became really dangerous. Every community suffered, but the black community suffered most of all. Law-abiding African Americans, the vast majority of the community that were suffering then, were then in the middle of a 40-year campaign to save their own lives and the lives of their children and grandchildren. Black community leaders and black politicians called for tougher sentencing and a greater police presence. The Congressional Black Caucus took the lead on combating crack cocaine. Black leaders partnered with the Clinton administration to crack down on crime. They did so proudly, and they did it bravely. Tougher sentencing, more creative policing technique, more guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, and a massive public education effort all converged to start saving cities. And I'm old enough to remember when crime waves were at their worst. But I'm also recently have enough memory to recollect when that wave began to break. When in Manhattan, early in Rudy Giuliani's first term, when the headlines proclaimed dramatic decreases in crime, when friends and neighbors talked about how the city was coming alive again, that they felt hope for New York. This phrase, broken windows policing, entered the vernacular as cops began to see preventing crime, not solving crimes, as their primary task. And people talked about computer-targeted neighborhood patrols. Home values began to go up. Times Square transformed itself into a Disneyland. Everybody walked everywhere, late at night, all night, enjoying the greatest city in the world. Nobody really knows exactly what that reason for the crime wave breaking was. Crime has a very complex cultural root, and it has complex cultural solutions, too. But it is a cultural phenomenon. But at that time, America was throwing the kitchen sink at the crime problem, coast to coast, border to border. Tougher sentencing, more creative policing technique, all that stuff. Black pastors threw themselves into the breach, using their prophetic voice to call young people to a higher, better life. Educators and mentors gave their time and money to give at-risk youth a fighting chance. And we were entering a post-Cold War economic boom. So there's a lot of factors involved, and you can get out there and argue about which one is better and which one isn't. But you cannot argue about the fact that life is better, life is safer, or was, and America pulled together to help re-knit that social fabric. Now, what do we have? Coming out of the Atlantic, we have Ta-Nehisi Coates' latest opus, which was a 17,000-word essay. Coates being Coates, he sees our current policy of mass incarceration as thoroughly consistent with America's history of slavery and Jim Crow. So, in other words, the overarching goal and result of mass incarceration is the control and marginalization of black America. He shuns the great figures in black history who decry the problem of criminal behavior. He absolutely rejects the message that emphasizes personal responsibility. He doesn't give any credit whatsoever with the voices that cried out for crime to be stopped in their community. And instead, he's decided the criminal is the victim. And he writes about what it's like to be in prison, shut away from friends and family. He's honest enough to note that mass incarceration is a bipartisan phenomenon. It's hard to find contemporary politicians as tough on crime as Bill Clinton or Mario Cuomo was. But to coax this bipartisan commitment to saving lives and rescuing communities from fear is more evidence that racism is an American issue, not just a Republican problem. He casts America as the criminal here, the villain at the center of the story. White supremacy is the core American idea, according to him. Plunder is the core American activity, and oppression is the natural and the eternal consequence. Contemporary mass incarceration is a response to an undeniable crisis of violence, which is something that we would be fools to forget. And while he does give voices to the black people behind bars, he gives very little space to other black voices that aren't. We don't hear from the murder victim's family about what it's like to bury a child, to feel their absence every single day. Oh, of course, unless it's with a gun. And unless it's not in New York City, Chicago, or Baltimore. We don't hear about the victim of the carjacking, the person who may suffer from PTSD and never feel safe in her own city again. Crime touches two homes at once. It will touch the criminals, definitely, and the victims. And it's simply wrong to focus on the guilty at the expense of the innocent. I'm sorry, Mr. Coates. We need to look at why we have mass incarceration. We need to look at what drove so many people to do violence, to commit crimes and everything else. We definitely need to take a look at that. But at the same time, we can't get out there and say it's bad that culture let these guys down and they became violent, and simply say, so we'll let them go. Try to explore police reform humbly, slowly, fully aware of the risks, and without undue optimism about human nature.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In New York State, they have had a multitude of shootings, robberies, and rapes committed by parolees over the last year. And right now, the New York State parole system is under intense scrutiny. This coming from Rochester, New York's 13 WHAM. The question about parole reform has been brought up by many local leaders, including Rochester Mayor Lovely Warren, Gatestown Supervisor Mark Assini, and some others. While visiting Rochester Wednesday to accept an award, Governor Andrew Cuomo said calls to overhaul the parole system are not the issue that will fix the particular problem. He said that gun laws need to be changed. According to him, I know it's a very difficult political issue. I deal with it in New York. I know it's politically difficult. But the only way we're going to make sure criminals and mentally ill people don't get guns is by doing background checks on anyone who wants to buy a gun. They already have background checks in the Empire State. And the RESP and gun registration to assault weapons bans, they already have that in the Empire State. They have an abject refusal to issue concealed carry permits to the law-abiding, unless you're very wealthy. And you're willing to run the gauntlet of New York's onerous application process. None of that matters. gun law needs to be changed. He's getting ready to pursue SAFE Act Part 2, a follow-up to the post-Newtown gun control legislation. Hurriedly passed in the middle of the night, voted on 20 minutes after its introduction, and signed into law the same day as an emergency measure. He added he has done as much as he can at the state level, and now he said he changes in gun laws need to happen at the national level. That's where the problem comes in, you see, because that's where the Second Amendment comes in. New York used to have a right to keep and bear arms. That's why it's such a gun-rich state everywhere except Manhattan, of course. But that has changed over time. And but that's not enough. It's not enough. The empty hole, the sinkhole that where crime goes, which is the gun-free zone, matters not to Andrew Cuomo. No, the rest of us need to enjoy what he's already put on his people. He's saying he's done as much as he can. Actually, he's done way too much. Meanwhile, the New York prison system continues to let dangerous criminals out of jail, whereupon they reoffend, preying on innocent people denied their natural, civilly, and constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms, because it is so easy to go after somebody that can't fight back. That's a situation that is so offensive that even in the anti-gun New York Times, they're calling for parole reform. But it's not the parole system that's the problem here. Getting out there. You know, the parole system is an interesting thing when you think about it. The parole system means we already have you. We know what you've committed. We know what you are. You've been adjudicated. We've gotten to observe you for quite some time. In our observations, we have decided that either you need to stay here or we're going to let you out on a limited release. That's called parole. Getting out there and giving parole to somebody to make room in a jail or in a prison or a penitentiary, that sort of sounds like what they're doing. That sort of sounds like where they're going. So we don't need to reform the system that rides herd over the criminals. No, we need to further encroach upon the law-abiding citizen. That's what he's saying, New York. That's what your governor is saying. But he's perfectly happy with what he's done to you. Now he wants to do it to the rest of us. And unfortunately for me and for everybody else out there, the other 49 states, we don't care what your governor wants. That is too bad. That is really too bad. I find it interesting that in New York, especially in New York City, when Giuliani came on board, and then even when Bloomberg came on board, and they started to do increased policing, crime went down. Crime went down. They were the murder capital of the planet for a while. 2,000 a year? That's in today's terms, that's one quarter of everybody murdered with a gun, including the justifiable homicides. So the fact that they've gotten it down where they have gotten it down and everything is stupendous. And everybody that actually deserves credit, Giuliani, Bloomberg to a certain extent, they should get it, because New York City is where, you know, the rest of New York State is not so much crime-ridden as the major population center where you've got such a density of population. Now, with Bill de Blasio, they're rolling everything back. It's okay now in New York. He's trying to make it legal now in New York to where your address can be in the streets. You can legally be homeless. The first thing Giuliani did was find a place for them to go. He got them off the street. That's both humane, and it's good for the people that aren't homeless that are around the homeless people. It's no longer illegal to urinate or defecate on the sidewalk in New York. It is unhygienic. And taking the standard and lowering the standard, taking it down for whatever low common denominator they're looking for there is not going to play out well, because they're about to see an uptick in crime. But we're about to see an uptick in crime nationwide anyway. One of the things that we don't have in the stats, and we talked about this yesterday, is the illegal immigrant setup. There's a lot of crime happening with those cats. We don't even know what the breakdown is. We don't know if it's Asian or Hispanic or Middle Eastern or what. Because they're hiding it. Because they want to give out this amnesty, this blanket amnesty, dreamers and all this other stuff. It's just good. And let's take in some more Syrian refugees and let's do this and let's do that. And everybody, for some reason, the entire planet wants to do that. Let's just let everybody come in. We don't have borders. We don't have a culture. We don't have a nationality. I don't know where that goes. I don't know where that leads. Time is going to tell. Without a doubt. Time is going to tell. But looking at today's world, I just keep coming back to this thing that I just don't see any way out. I don't see any gradual way out of this. I don't. There's too many people on Twitter. There's too many people that care about what's going on Facebook. I mean, I have a Facebook page, and, you know, I use it for this, but that's about it. It's not my center of being. I mean, my life is my center of being, not some social media. And the rest of the world has gone a completely different way for the most part. And it's going to be difficult to tear them away and get their attention. Because a lot of this stuff, if you look at the way some of this stuff is designed, it's almost like it's sort of a virtual mirror where you can have Twitter fans and Facebook friends in far-flung places, and you can put something on Facebook and get likes and all this other stuff. We're just, you know, it's just breeding narcissism. It's getting out of control. Interesting times. While at the same time, the old-fashioned like me that get out there and look at the Constitution and say, boy, that was a really forward-looking document when they wrote it back in the 1700s. Those dudes really had their stuff together. Wouldn't it be good if we would just went back to that and Congress didn't have a whole lot to deal with and everything else? I don't know. Let's go to hour number two on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.